everyone. Welcome to this very special bonus episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanyana. Today's episode is deeply personal and honestly one of the most important I've ever recorded. It's called From 10 Floors to Toolboxes, My Journey to Helping Struggling Students in Maths and Physics. If you have ever doubted your ability to rise above your circumstances, if you have ever sat in a class feeling overwhelmed by algebra, electricity, or even by life itself, this episode is for you because I have been there. I've been there, literally been there. I'm not just speaking as an educational advocate today, no. I'm speaking as someone who solved physics equations after midnight in a cold tent without even sleeping before school. Let's get into it. Let's rewind. Picture this. A young student, desperate to pass maths and physics, voluntarily leaves home to sleep on the cold floor of a church tent from midnight to 6 a.m. just to find peace and focus. That student was me. I made that choice not out of drama or martyrdom, no, but because it was the only environment I had where I could fully focus. I had no heater, no warm bed, no pillow, just a Bible and a few maths book, and a stubborn belief that I could rise. I would stay up solving problems on electromagnetism and Newton's laws, eyes burning, brain tired, but I was never sleepy in class. It was like passion and purpose became my fuel. And this is where I saw a bigger issue. I wasn't the only one struggling, no. In fact, most students were drowning, not because they weren't intelligent, but because the system didn't make space for struggle. There was no one explaining quadratic equations at 2 a.m. There were no follow-ups after we failed physics tests, no. Most of all, there was no one asking anything at all. Too many students sit in classrooms while fighting silent wars, poverty, hunger, anxiety, even spiritual battles. That's when I knew I had to give back. I started offering free maths and physics extra lessons to struggling students. I didn't wait to graduate or become someone qualified to teach or something. I used my knowledge and my pain to make learning easier for others. We meet on weekends, after school, and even eventually sometimes. My approach is simple. Connect the content to life. I tell them, if I could make it in a cold tent, with the right support, you could also make it. We revise past papers. We break down complex problems into real-life language. We pray, we laugh, we cry, and it's working. Parallel to this, I'm currently completing my final year as an apprentice in auto electrical engineering at Volkswagen Technical Learning Academy. It's a world of its own. Diagnostics, wiring diagrams, and alternators, and new technologies. But here's what's amazing. The same principles I teach in high school maths and physics, they are real here. Ohm's law, that's my daily bread. Circuit theory, I work with it all the time. So I share this with my students. I show them that physics isn't just for exams. It's the heartbeat of modern technology. That bridge between classroom and career must be built. Yes, it must be built. And I'm working it. I want to say this. Purpose will carry you where comfort cannot. If you're a student struggling, don't give up. Find your version of that church tent. If you're a parent, ask your child what's happening beyond schoolwork. If you're an educator, make space for struggle. Make your classroom a place of safety and purpose. And if you are someone like me, offer what you have. Offer what you have, man. Tutor one student. Share your notes. Volunteer your time. Because education without empathy is just information. But learning through purpose, that's transformation. Thank you for working with me today. I hope this episode wasn't just inspiring, but also grounding. I'm still learning, I'm still teaching, and I'm still serving. Let's keep talking classrooms. Let's keep building classrooms that don't just educate, but elevate. If you'd like to support the work I do or want to join our extra lesson sessions, please reach out via the podcast page or connect with me directly on social media. Until next time, stay grounded, stay growing, and never forget, your struggle has purpose. I'm Bulelani Makhwanyana, and this was Talking Classrooms.